Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Howdy fucking doodah, boys and girls.
My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. I am ADHD as fuck, so I mean any and everything that pops up in my brain, which is a lot of things at a lot of times, so bear with me. This week, life updates. Not a lot has transpired. It's not been an eventful week. Just keeping the same energy of not really fucking with nobody. Socially detoxing my mind, body, and spirit. This pussy, if you will. I have only hung out with the same one person. I see them maybe once a week, twice on a good week. But we won't get into that. I think I'm losing it. Yeah, I've been pretty lonely, not gonna lie. But then again, I could also hit up so many different people. I just choose not to. I'm putting myself through it, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to evolve. I'm trying to learn new patterns, new mindsets. I'm really trying to detox from humanity. I don't want outsiders' opinions, or I don't want energy interfering with me right now. I just want to really focus on my self-discovery and growing as an individual. So I'm not gonna ramble on about that because, you know, I've already talked about this the past few weeks. But other than that, I am also down 90 pounds. Yeah, round of applause, patting myself on the back. I'm honestly so proud of myself. It has been a journey. It has been a fucking journey. It's not been a walk in the park by any fucking means. A lot of dedication, a lot of self-discipline, a lot more than I had. A lot of isolation. You know, I haven't updated you girls too much on weight in the past few weeks because I was in a plateau. I was teeter-tottering, fluctuating between minus 75 and minus 85, and I would lose 5 pounds, I would gain 10, I would lose 10, I would gain 5, and it was just back and forth, so there wasn't much to update, but I am now down 90 pounds. I'm very excited about that. Every day, I look in the mirror, and I like my reflection more and more. I feel like I'm chipping away at this mold and slowly but surely seeing the person that I have always wanted to be, always felt inside. And it is a rewarding feeling. I am very proud of myself. I, you know, not many things I've been proud of over the past few years. So this era of me is very exciting because for a long time I hated myself. You know, I genuinely hated everything about myself. And that's just not the case anymore. I'm not perfect. Not to pull that whole, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm XYZ, beep-beep-bop-boop. That's me right now. Literally, I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm at least at a place where I feel comfortable and confident. So I'm not going to ramble on about that too much either because, you know, she's talked about it a lot in the past. So moving on from that, but it has been cute and gorgeous. And I'm fitting into so many things that I never thought I would fit into again. I have gotten rid of so much in the past few weeks, but there's things that I used to fit in years ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, it fits me again. I went to this, not a flea market, antique shop the other day. I was antiquing out in Athens, got some new records. I got a new record player. But I went to this antique shop the other day. And I found this fucking vintage jumpsuit situation. It's got all these beads on it. Oh, it is so sexy. It's a size 12. It was a little tight. I'm not gonna lie. It's a little tight. It's like a dress jumpsuit situation, but it was tight. Not gonna lie. It fit. Ish, but the zipper wouldn't go all the way up. However, I was not leaving that shit behind because I know I'm gonna fit into it soon. I was wearing in dresses like a size 24 back in February, and now I'm fitting comfortably in a 14, and that 12 was very close to fitting, so I'm very excited. I also got a fill-in. So cute and gorgeous. I'm obsessed with this set. Oh, pardon me. I took a break from getting stiletto tips because it didn't matter. 2 days into a new set, the thumb and the index would pop off and I was super gluing them bitches back on. It was not giving. Y'all remember that hell of a set I got like a year ago? The one they tried to scam me out of $250. Yeah, the one where I caused a fucking scene. Attention, would you pay $250 for this set? Everybody up in that damn salon. What? How much is my set? I didn't pay $250. I paid $150. Still too fucking much because all it was the tip, black, with one nail literally had like a little cobweb painted on it. It was definitely an $80 set. That bitch really tried me. But anyways, I digress. I took a break from getting stiletto tips because they would always pop off. That fucking set, 2 days into it, one of them popped off and I was super gluing it back on for days. However, Miss Julie at Tansy Nails off Pleasant Hill, I don't fucking know what glue and primer that bitch uses. I have never had a set last this long. This is the same set, the one that was all jeweled up the past two episodes. I don't fucking know. Same set. This was a fill-in. I'm so shocked and surprised. Not a single nail has popped off. These nails are perfectly straight on my fingers. They do damn good work. But for the audio listeners, go to fucking YouTube because this set is so pussy. It's like I got like a cat eye finish. I've not ever got cat eye before, but it is kind of like new-ish. I'm seeing girls do it quite a bit now. I'm not a scientist. Do I look like fucking Bill Nye? I can't really break down the process to you how it's done, but they basically put the polish on and there's like a magnet, something to do with a fucking magnet. And the magnet really creates this effect. I don't know, fucking osmosis. Something like that. It just has like an luminous cat eye effect to it. But one hand is orange, one hand is pink. It's giving starburst. I love this color combo. It's very fitting to the new photo. So cute, y'all. I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed. The edges have like black paint splattered down the side. It's just so sexy. Don't fuck with me. I'll poke your goddamn eyes out, bitch. What else, camo? So, I had made a video a few weeks ago talking about the inner corner that I usually use, the Silver Moment ColourPop, and they did in fact add me to PR. Very pussy. Thank you, ColourPop. We live, laugh, love. I posted a video the other day about the first package they sent me. Now, I had this thought when I opened the package, but you know, it was just so happened to be their latest collection. So they sent me the Harry Potter line. The quality, amazing. The Dobby highlighter, impeccable. I love it. I'm obsessed. I loved Harry Potter growing up. I had the same like bowl cut round glasses. People used to call me Harry Potter, but anyways, that's irrelevant. I loved Harry Potter growing up. Now, I will be honest, I did tune out about the fourth movie, and I don't know. I but anyways, they sent me this package. I'm opening it, and I'm thinking, damn. Wow. Okay, period. Not the transphobe. Yeah, people are upset in the comments. Camo, how are you promoting this? You know what's her nuts is a transphobe. You know she is, yeah, and it sucks. It's truly unfortunate. I don't understand how anybody in the industry, anyone with a successful career, could have such strong political stances against people like myself. But I can't, you know, what can I do? I guess I could have not posted the video, but I don't know. It's one of those things. Can you separate the artist from the art? Sometimes no. Like R. Kelly, canceled Boots, never listening to that motherfucker again. I used to like his fucking music when I was growing up, but I refuse to ever play anything of his again. I won't listen to it. I won't play it. But Harry Potter, yeah, it's nasty, the things that she has said, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a Harry Potter stan by any means, but I did post the video and it did upset some people. So sorry, but yeah, it is what it is. I loved the collection, not gonna lie. Wow, my notes are just so unorganized. I was at the gym the other day. I can't fucking stand men. Men are fucking embarrassing. So fucking embarrassing. It's so I'm working out and I notice this old ass man who doesn't have a fucking chance. He is gawking, staring at this bitch's ass while she does squats. And I'm not even kidding, y'all. His head was tilted. He was damn near drooling. It was so disgusting to see. And his fucking nose was almost in her pussy. He was really close to her. And she had no idea. She was completely oblivious. So I fucking was like, sir, your eyes? He was so embarrassed. She was upset. She thanked me. He did the walk of fucking shame out that bitch, as he should. But ew, girls, we gotta stick together. If I catch anybody looking at a woman like that, like a piece of fucking meat, I'm gonna say something. I'm going to say something. It's disgusting. Do fucking better. I get it. There's beautiful people out there. We all have eyes. We all look at people. But fuck, don't be so blatantly obvious and so disrespectful. Like, come on. Do fucking better, bitch. If I ever see you again. He looked like Mr. Clean, but like an old, old, old version. It wasn't giving at all. Mm-mm. On that note, I'm going to go on a break. And yeah, make sure you stick around.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
She's back. Barely. Hanging by a thread. You know, I really can't stand unnecessary jibber jabber. That's one reason why I have been detoxing from people. I've tried for such a long time to care and to give a fuck. You know, I didn't want to come off too cold or too this or too that. So I would put myself in situations with people that I didn't give a fuck about because I thought it was the nice right thing to do. But you don't have to spread yourself thin, okay? I can't stand unnecessary connections, unnecessary entanglements, unnecessary conversations. And there's just so many unnecessary ass bitches. And some may say I'm unnecessary, and maybe I am. I don't give a fuck if that's how you feel, but this is how I feel. I just can't stand when I hear someone talking and selling themselves up with all this shit. They're so self-proclaimed. I'm crazy. You know I'm crazy. I'm the realest. I'm the baddest. I'm this. I'm that. I'm beep beep pop pop boop boop boop. Oh, you know I'm the type to boom ba da boom ba da ba boop. I am not the type to do beep ba da boop. How about you be the type to shut the fuck up? Yeah. I promise you're not who you think you are. All that talking is unnecessary. What's understood doesn't have to be spoken, okay? If you're crazy, show it. Shit. How are you so crazy? I'm curious. What makes you crazy? You called your mom a bitch. You were looking at your man's snap score. I mean, bitch, we all do that. Okay. How are you crazy? Have you slashed tires? Have you busted windows out of a motherfucker's car? Have you showed up to his job? How are you crazy? You're not crazy, bitch. You're just a little emotional. That's it. And that's fine. That's totally fine. Totally fine. But a lot of it is just so unnecessary, and I can't be around unnecessary shit. It just requires so much energy for me to sit around people who are just talking themselves up. And I'm like, bitch, shut up, please. You know what else is unnecessary, though? All these motherfuckers who have an opinion on a fictitious creature being played by a black girl. The Little Mermaid. Let's get into it, y'all. I can't believe we live in a world where a fish is causing this much controversy. Why? Why do so many people have an opinion? Ariel's whiteness contributed literally nothing to the plot, to the story. She's a fish, for crying out loud. Her race does not have anything to do with the story whatsoever. People are like, well, what if we made Tiana or Mulan white? Y'all would have a problem. Yes, people would have a problem because their race played into their story. Mulan, she was Asian. It played into the story, the plot. Tiana was black. It played into the story, the plot. Ariel's whiteness does not contribute to the story or the plot. There is nothing about her skin color that made her character unique. She was just a fucking white fish. Who cares? Get over it. She's black now. It doesn't take away from the original. Go watch the original if you're that fucking pressed. Get over it. Why do you feel so strongly about this? The kids don't give a fuck. They're not looking at this like, oh my God, what happened to Ariel, mama? They probably didn't even fucking see the original Ariel unless you showed them, and they still probably don't give a fuck, okay? Besides, there are so many viral videos going around now of these little black girls ecstatic because they feel seen, they feel heard. They're looking at what could have been their favorite movie in the past, and now they're seeing Ariel black, and they're living for it. They're crying. They're screaming. They're so happy. Why would that bother anybody? That makes me feel so good. But it's also sad. It's a sad reality because little white girls don't have those reactions. Those type of reactions stem from not
feeling represented at all. They have little representation. I mean, fuck, Tiana is one fucking movie. One movie. There are hundreds of Disney princesses. They're all fucking white. So why can't we evolve? Why can't we change the story a little bit? Why can't, I mean, the story didn't, I don't know, I actually don't know if the story has changed at all, but I do know that everyone is just upset. Upset. I saw something about how in like a day's time, there was like 1.2 million dislikes on YouTube. Imagine being a grown ass adult with a salary, getting online and tearing apart. First of all, she is just playing her role, okay? They could not have casted a better Ariel. She's fucking gorgeous. Her voice is amazing. People are like, I'm just disappointed because I am a ginger and she was my representative. No, bitch. You've got Brave. Okay, Miss Brave, did you forget about her? There's your representation. You've got Little Orphan Annie. And stop comparing your fucking red hair to the black experience. They are not at all... They're not even similar at all. Not on the same playing field. Okay, I'm not black, so I don't fully understand. However, I do know that it is not the same as someone with red fucking hair. Not even fucking close. Of course, gingers, they've gone through it. People have been mean to them. I've seen it firsthand. However, it's not the same. Okay, so get over it. But besides, Ariel's fucking hair is definitely a dye job. It's giving manic panic. That is not ginger. You've got Brave. So get over it. Anyways, I'm just blown away. I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe that this is the world that we live in. Fuck, a fish got you bitches so pressed. Embarrassing. Now, I did try implementing a new segment where I like, you know, let you girls know the music that I've been listening to. I didn't do that last week just because like I was listening to the same six songs. I go through these periods where I will hyper fixate on the same five or six songs and I'll just cue them up again and again and again and have them bitches on rotate. But this week I'm listening to Gonna Bleach My Eyebrows. I don't know how to say this girl's name. A-L-E-M-E-D-A. I found her on TikTok and I am obsessed. I feel you, girl. Those lyrics, they feel so relevant. So fucking relevant to where I'm at right now. I'm obsessed. I love you, girl. Nostalgia by Tay. Now, I was obsessed with this song a few months ago when I found it. It makes me emotional. It does. It's a very fun song, but it's also deep and sad to me, and it really strikes a nerve inside of me, and it makes me emotional. And I have been listening to it quite a bit this past week. Again, honestly, all of Tay's music. She is a newer artist. She doesn't have like a vast discography, but everything hit after hit, in my opinion. In my opinion, they're all fucking amazing. I love her voice. I love her lyrics. She did actually pop up on my For You page. I never even knew what she looked like. She popped up on my For You page and I immediately recognized the voice. I was like, wait, I know this voice. I looked down and her name was there. It's Tay. I was like, okay, purr, bitch, I see you. So cute and gorgeous. And I've been listening to Nostalgia a lot this week, but also Moonlight, all of her songs. Go listen to them. King by Fireboy DML. I have such an eclectic taste in music. I can listen to pop 1 second, old school rap the next second, jazz the next second, and then 80s rock hits the next. I love Spanish music, and recently I've really been loving Afrobeat. I love all types of music, y'all. I can't imagine being so boring and dull to the point where all I listen to is like country music. Like, expand your palate. Come on, grow up. So King by Fireboy DML.
So good. The harmonies in that song. Wow. Obsessed. Obsessed. You and Me by Butterbath. I'm going to dive deeper into their discography because I'd never heard of them before, but I'm obsessed. Heavy Rain by Cathedral Bells. And I've just continued to be obsessed with Peace by Manny Wells. So that's what I've been listening to this past week. Check them out if you need some new tunes. I might start making playlists. I do have playlists on my Spotify, but I've not really ever shared them. But they're there if you find me. If you search hard enough, you can find my playlists. I'm going to be a hater for a second. This fucking corn kid, I like cone. I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it. And it's not his fault. It was cute. It was funny the first time I saw it. But damn, y'all are really doing the most. Y'all are taking this too fucking far. It wasn't that funny. It wasn't that exciting. All the audios, please cut it out. I mean, I'm happy that he's having a moment, but it's just like, why do we do this to people? Like, why does the internet blow the most random bullshit up? I don't get it. I know I probably sound like a fucking hating ass bitch, but I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing fucking corn on my For You page. God damn. On that note, I'm going to go on another break and we'll be right back. All right, girls, Q&A. Next week, I will do some prank calling. I have heard the cries, so stay tuned for that next week, but I'm going to answer some of you guys' questions. J.May.S. How do you personally handle criticism and judgment from family? Truthfully, I don't care. If we're not on the same page, that is okay. I've never really been on the same page with many people. How do I handle it? I'm trying to work on my reactions because the old me would have popped the fuck off and got upset. But I'm realizing that you don't have to take it there. If someone is not going to respect you or if they're criticizing you, just walk away. Really and truly, pick your battles wisely. If you've continuously had the same conversation and you've self-advocated for so long, it comes to a point where it's exhausting. I just walk the fuck away. If you're gonna criticize me and what I'm doing and how I live and how I operate, then toodles. It's family. So at the end of the day, It does suck because we all want to be accepted and loved by our family. And, you know, our family is all we really have at the end of the day. So it can be upsetting and difficult, but just stand your ground. You know, it depends. Are they criticizing you constructively or are they just nitpicking you? Because if they're telling you, oh, maybe you should try this or do that, and they're trying to, you know, have your best interest at heart, then that can also be annoying as fuck. I mean, I really can't stand when somebody nitpicks, or I don't like somebody telling me what I should and should not do. I get it. That is so annoying. But try to understand that where they're coming from is not, there's not malice behind it. But if they're just nitpicking you, bitch, just toodles. I wouldn't even be showing up to the family functions. That's how I would handle that, okay? Officially underscore Jonathan. Would you ever let anyone take you out who had an Android? Yeah, fuck, I'm not that superficial. I don't really give a fuck. I would be a little upset. I would definitely be like, fuck, bitch, upgrade. I need the blue chats. I need to know that bitch said delivered, because you're not going to pull that shit on me. But I really wouldn't care. It's not that deep. Miss Emily June, what is your favorite strand of oregano? I love sativas. Yeah, I love sativas. I am not a big indica fan. It just puts me on my ass and I become a zombie and I don't like that. Sativa, I have more energy and it makes me feel a little more creative. So, yeah. Okay. Merely Duncan. Do you think it's okay for someone to have a small circle? I only hang out with either my best friend or my boyfriend and cousin. No, less is more. Honestly, my nanny always told me growing up, because I didn't have friends really, and I'd be like, but nanny, you're my only friend. I only have this one other friend. That's more than enough. That's more than you need. You know, some people don't even have one friend. So that's very sad. But I'm telling you, from experience, having a lot of people in the mix, it can be very stressful. A lot of opinions, a lot of energies, a lot of personalities clashing. It's easier to stick to one or two people, really and truly stick to people who really care. I am more of a quality over quantity. I would much rather have one or two people in my life who I know would go up to bat and take a bullet for me and vice versa, rather than have 15 people who probably talk shit about me, don't really care for me, don't have my best intentions at heart. So baby, less is more. Less stress, okay? Ing.baby asked, what is something a guy does or says that instantly is a red flag for you? If you're trying to get to know me and you ask for my Snapchat as your preferred form of communication, red fucking flag. We are adults. Ask for my number. Okay, I know that's a little direct and forward, but ask for Instagram before Snapchat. I mean, fuck, we all know what Snapchat is about. Adults on Snapchat, there is one, you know what you're doing. Snapchat is sneaky. It thrives off of users who are sending nudes back and forth with people, cheating, sneaking around, and they get away with it. So I don't like that. We're too grown to be using Snapchat like that. I do have Snapchat, but I don't use it like that. Men who use Snapchat regularly, grown-ass adults, that is a red flag to me. Now, I definitely am not going to just put everybody in a box, so I'll give somebody the benefit of the doubt, I guess, but it definitely would raise my eyebrows. Yep, when I hear Snapchat, I'm like, okay, another down low. Here we go. So, Miss Chloe Rayanette. Okay, that's a cute name. What was your plan when you went out of high school, when you left high school? I love you. I love you too, queen. I thought immediately after high school I was going to be a famous beauty queen, touring the world, singing my songs. But here I am a decade after high school. My fucking 10-year reunion is approaching next year, and I don't know how I feel about it. I'm still figuring it out, queen, but still got the same goals. Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. If I had blown up back then, I would not have had it together. I would have said or done some stupid shit, and I would have just ruined it for myself or embarrassed myself. Probably embarrassed myself. Yeah. Allie _ Laride. Laride? Lyrid, what's your best advice for spiraling when you don't even have time to spiral? Good fucking question, bitch. Good fucking question. Your mindset. Your mindset is so powerful. Shift your focus, your perspective. I know it's easy to get lost in circumstances and situations and feel like, oh, fuck, the world is against me. Why me? This is shitty. I'll never get through this. But just have a conversation with yourself. Ask, why is this bothering me? What is going on? And tell yourself it's temporary. Look around at the good and understand that everything in life is temporary.
You'll get through this and try to shift your perspective. I was literally dying in the hospital. I had a timeline put on me, 3 to 5 years potentially of me to live. And I still was showing up, straightened my hair, still came in there in the best of spirits. I was breathing. I was alive. It can always be worse. So I know it's not comforting to hear sometimes when you feel like, well, my situation is shitty. I promise you, someone out there has it far worse than you do. So when you're spiraling, just try to woosah. Recognize that there's a lot of beauty in this world and there's a lot to live for and a lot going for you. And this is just a bump in the road. So yeah, try not to hyperfixate on all the bad. Regina Marie, girl, are you circumcised? Genuine question. No, you said no holding back. I did. I am. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I love an uncut king. I do. I prefer it. It's a grown man's dick. Like, that is how God intended our dicks to look like. I love a turtleneck. I do. It's so sexy to me. But unfortunately, I don't have mine because, you know, Americans have brainwashed each other to think that you have to chop your fucking foreskin off. I wish I could have mine back, honestly. But yeah, if you have one, keep it clean, though. That's all I gotta say, because nobody wants fucking smegma. That's disgusting. Oh, okay. My mom. Not answering any of those questions. I get a lot of personal questions, which I set myself up for that. But I really don't like talking about my relationships. Favorite sex position _live in peace_. I love missionary. Mm-hmm. I want you to look me in the eyes while you're pounding my pussy. Yeah, and I want us to just look at each other and make out. Yeah, it's just so intimate, but not many people get that side from me. Ramsey Reagan, worst weed experience. Oh my God. So a few years ago, what was it, 2016-ish? I was hanging out with a friend and I had given up smoking for a week at that time. I had made a pact to myself that I was going to stop smoking. Bitch, here we are all these years later, still smoking. But I was really determined I was going to stop smoking for my voice. And anyways, I went and hung out with a friend and I had only stopped smoking for 1 week. It's me, her, and one of her friends. And she's like, Camo, roll us this blunt. She passed me some weed. I'm like, okay, I'll roll it up, but I'm not smoking. What? You're not fucking smoking. What the fuck is wrong with you? You always smoke. So I succumbed to the pressure and I hit the blunt. I passed it around, hit it again. And then one of my friend's boyfriend's friends, sorry, I hope you can follow, came out from the back. And I don't know what exactly was said, but I said something like, Jesus. And he was like, yeah, Jesus, fuck that man. Bitch, I don't know. I'm not a religious person, but I don't like people who are disrespectful to religion. But anyways, something about his energy and something about that with the combination of the weed, it just threw me into a spiral and I was losing it. I don't know if it was the weed, if it was a combination, if it was my anxiety or what, but I immediately got up. I had to go to her bathroom. I'm sitting there looking in the mirror, grabbing my face, slapping myself, throwing water on my face like, bitch, you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. I'm over here checking my pulse. And then I went out there like, do you have water? I got a cup, drank some water. It didn't help. So I went and sat outside on the porch. I'm freaking out. 10 minutes go by. My friend and her friend come out like, are you good? And I'm like, bitch, check my heart, please. My heart was coming out of my chest. I made my bestie fucking drive me all the way from fucking Atlanta back to Winder. And I made her fucking cuddle with me for like 2 hours. And she finally was like, are you good? Can I go? And I'm like, I'm not okay, but you can go. Just leave. That was the worst anxiety attack of my entire life. The whole ride back, every time I saw a hospital sign, I was in my head like, okay, bitch, tell her to pull over. Tell her to pull over. But I didn't, because I figured I was just high and I would regret it the next day. And I'm so glad I didn't go to the hospital. But yeah, the whole way we were just singing at the top of our lungs to distract my anxiety. And from then on, weed, ever since then, actually, it has affected me differently a little bit. Like from time to time, I will have really bad anxiety attacks from weed. But because of that and the years of hit or miss experiences I've had, I've learned to talk to myself. I'm like, bitch, you're not dying. This is not the end. You've been here before. It's okay. Just breathe, drink some water. I also have told this story before, but one time my mom wanted me to go get her some weed. And I had been arrested not too long before, so I was kind of on edge, and I didn't want to get arrested again. So I was a little scary back then. I went and got some weed, but I I put it in the gas cap of my car. Like, I didn't take the screw off and put it down in the fucking gas cap. Like, I just opened the door to it. So, like, it wasn't in the gas cap, but, you know, it was behind the door. And I get to my mom and she's like, damn, this smells like gas. And I'm like, that's what it is, mama. It's gas. She only smokes gas, duh. You know that. No, like literally gasoline. And I smelt it and it did. It was so pungent. It straight up smelled like gasoline. And we still smoked it. We still fucking smoked it. Horrible, horrible idea. Yeah. When that shit hit, me and my mom were laying there in the bed like zombies, and I couldn't open my eyes. She turns over. Cam, are we gonna die? I didn't even have an answer. I was like, I don't know, maybe. Toodles. My hands, my feet were tingling for about, honestly, even after I woke up, they were still tingling, but the room was spinning. I felt like I was having vertigo. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I just sat there stiff and passed out and went to sleep. Never smoked it again. My mom kept the rest of that weed and she smoked the fuck out of it. Rest in peace, mama. You were a badass bitch. Yeah, so those were some bad experiences that I had with Miss Oregano. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. J.me.s. How do you personally handle criticism and judgment from family? You know, I've always been the black sheep, so I kind of expect it everywhere, friends, family, business, whatever. But I try not to let it get to me. I might react for sure, but I am unapologetically myself, and I encourage everybody else be. If they don't like you or your choices, well, first of all, I recognize if they're trying to constructively criticize or if they're just being nitpicky. If they're trying to offer you constructive criticism, I know that is a hard pill to swallow sometimes. I know nobody wants to hear about themselves or hear how they could or should or would be better, XYZ, beep, beep, blah, blah, blah. I know, I hate it. I hate hearing about myself. I hate when people tell me what I should and should not do. But at the same time, you have to step back and ask yourself, is this coming from a good place, or are they just being bitches? Now, if they're just being bitches, then I would walk the fuck up at that bitch and leave. Toodles, bon voyage. And I wouldn't feel bad about it. So that's how I handle criticism. I mean, I'm always down for a little discourse. Let's have a little conversation, a constructive conversation about what I may or may not be doing right. We're not perfect. So listen, definitely listen to what they got to say. But if it's the same conversation again and again and again and again and again, and it's just clear y'all are not on the same page, walk away. I'm not wasting my breath or my energy. Yeah. So on that note, I think that wraps up today's episode. I love you girls so much. Thank you for tuning in again. Stay tuned to next week. I will be doing prank calls. Leave a review and share this with your bestie. Turn on those post bell notifications and yeah. Kisses.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.